Hi. We want to thank you for your prayers. Oh, as we say every morning in an anthem, Ni Hao, which means, yeah. We want to thank you for your prayers. We really are feeling them. And for Brother Stephen and I and all the village and Brother George, it's a privilege to be here with you and worship together. Tonight, I want to share something along with our brother shared, and it's to move forward. And one of our boys was wearing a shirt this week, and the shirt quotes St. Augustine, and he says, "You made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until what? Until we find rest in thee." And I was so touched by that t-shirt that one of our boys was wearing. I don't know if you have seen it. And so I was blessed by that. There is a principle in music. I don't know, maybe Brother Dan will know about this. And it's called the principle of sympathetic resonance or vibration. When you play one chord in a piano, another piano in the same room, without being touched, will what? Vibrate. Will vibrate, will resonate. And it's not by magic, guys, okay? It's not magic, it's not a ghost, right? It's just the vibrations going through the air. And what I want to share with you tonight is that in Christ, we are wired to be like that. When Christ talks, we wired to what? To feel it. We're wired to understand it. The Bible says that we have Christ's mind in us, that we have a new creation, that we're being purchased by His blood, that we're being saved. And being saved is not just that our sins were forgiven. It's more than that. That's just the beginning. So tonight we want to encourage you to move forward. I'm going to ask Brother Stephen to read a text for us found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
"Not that I have already attained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus had made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."
So what is our highest goal? To know Christ, to grow in the knowledge of Christ. And one way that you could measure how you're growing in Christ is, how do you feel about Christ? How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about others? Some people would call it a thermometer. If you're not happy whom you are in Christ, if you're not seeing what God is doing in you, then you're missing something. We are wired, we're designed to go from glory to
glory.
And if we are not moving from glory to glory, then something is wrong. And we need to fix it. Because we're designed by Christ's blood, by the new creation, we are designed to move forward. Calvin, one of the reformers, he's known because he repeated many times that the way to know ourselves is by knowing who God is. The more or the best you get to know who you are in Christ is by knowing more about whom? Christ. So if you don't feel that excited about yourself or about what God is doing through you or will do through you, well, brothers and sisters, we need to get busy in knowing who Christ is, growing in that knowledge. Because the more we know Christ, the more we will get to know what God wants from us. In the book of Revelation, it says that each of us will get a what? A stone with something that is unique. Who knows what that is? a name. Thank you, Brother George. Each of you, and you know, each of us will get a stone. Exclusive. You know what the word exclusive means? Custom made. What is custom made? That no one else is going to get it. No one else. That's why the way you worship God, no one else could worship the way you worship. Because no one else is like you. And that's why God loves the way each of us, you know, love Him and worship Him. Beloved, we need to feel at home in Christ. I was listening to a preacher last year, and he was giving an illustration of the feeling of belonging to Christ. And he said that a family purchased a home, and they have teenagers, you know. And when the kids went to see the brand new the home that they purchased, they just ran and they check every room, and they started to claim, "This is my room." That one claimed the other room. Did they pay for their house? No. But where did they get that feeling that room, you know, that they were entitled for that room? Where did they get the feeling from? Relationship with the dad. I don't know if you like sports. I was watching the basketball, this season. And I forgot the name of the young star player. What's the name of that fellow? Now, I don't know if you saw the games. Tell me, who was more happy? Him or his family on the stage? Do you see the faces of the family? And they were not playing. They weren't under the pressure. They were no, but they were so happy. So what can we see in that? Is that when there is a relationship, when there is a principle of that we see in physics and vibration, when Christ speaks, when Christ moves, we're wired to feel it. The same way that we feel each other in relationships. And we, the best we hear, the best we feel it, the best we know it, the more happier and the more efficient we will be. Regardless if we are children, if we are teens, if we are young adults, or if we are, you know, a little bit older. Regardless if we are female or male. You know, each of us is special for God. We call to move forward, press on. And I want to quote with something that Brother Stephen said. Maybe, Brother Stephen, you should say it. Come on. Say what we shared with us last night in the bonfire. Please do it. That we call to move from victory.
Will we move from victory to victory, conquering to conquering, or will we waste our time, our talents, our efforts, our passions on a defeated enemy?
Say it again, please. Listen. Is this, I love it, you know. We went on the fire, you know. It was great. Go ahead, brother.
We go from victory to victory, glory to glory, I forgot that part. From conquering to conquering, or will we waste our time, talents, passions, love, you name it, on a defeated enemy?
Wow. Wow. Listen to that. We call to go from glory, from victory to victory. Do not settle for less. Tell the person next to you, do not settle for less. Tell him. Christ's blood paid an amazing price for us. And we are beloved for Him, and we need to understand that, and we need to move forward. So, brothers and sisters, that's the word for encouragement for us to press onward in our goal, which is to know in the knowledge of Christ. And that's the way to success and happiness.
On the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. let's stand and we'll sing the remaining verses. 3, 2, 1. Lord.